Hi everyone, my name is Anna Zhirkova. I'm lead mobile developer in the tech software company, and today I would like to present my talk about Kotlin Simple Processing and Kotlin Compiler plugin, how to optimize Kotlin multi-plugin common code with these tools. Few words about myself. I'm a mobile developer since 2013. I'm a lead mobile developer and do both native mobile development and cross-platform mobile development. Also, I'm a Kotlin GDE. Today we will discuss about Kotlin multi-platform and its conception, then we will take a look at Kotlin Simple Processing, how it works, how to apply it in dependency injection to simplify the solution, and then we will compare it with Kotlin compiler plugins. Let's begin from Kotlin multi-platform. It is a special common code model, it's a special SDK for cross-platform development. And here in this module, you can put all your shared common code, and it will be built separately for Java library for Android, and for iOS, it will be a framework. And you can specify here the mode of your code, except of special, specific native APIs or UI. This code should be placed only in native part of your application. Every part of your Kotlin common module use special kind of Kotlin version. For example, iOS and Android uses Kotlin GVM. Hi everyone, my name is Anna Zhirkova. I'm lead mobile developer in tech software company. And today I would like to present you my talk about Kotlin Simple Processing and plugins, how to optimize Kotlin multi-platform common code with these tools. At first, few words about myself. I'm a mobile developer since 2013. I'm a lead mobile developer and do both native and cross-platform mobile development. I'm fond of Kotlin multi-platform and I'm a Kotlin GDE. Today we will discuss about Kotlin multi-platform and its conceptions. Then we will talk about Kotlin Simple Processing and how to apply it in dependency injection case to simplify it. And then we will compare this solution with Kotlin compile plugins. Let's begin with Kotlin Multiplatform. It is a special SDK for cross-platform mobile development. It is a special model of common shared code. And here you can put the most of your code, and then this module will be separately built in GVM in special kind of Java library, and it will be built in framework by LLVM for iOS. Every part of Kotlin common module use own version of Kotlin. For example, Java and Android use Kotlin GVM, and iOS and desktop uses Kotlin native, and web application use Kotlin JS. There is a lot of different cases where we should specify common code solution and then provide native implementation of this in our native applications. One of these is common dependency injection. It is really important to have common structure and relations between your services, business logic, and architecture, and then use this in your native applications. Here is a sample. My multi-platform DI solutions is a simple manual dependency injection, and there is a lot of places I would like to optimize and automatize. How it works? It uses a special dependency injection container that keeps different scopes with references to different types and exemplars of these types. It uses a special resolver that will search for a link to this special type for reference, and then with information from this reference, it uses a special kind of fabric to recreate the sample of class, or to find this existed sample in some storages. Here is a sample of code to add dependency in the container, some special configurator. And there is a lot of repeated sample code that differs only with the name of classes and some kind of information we need to register. So it should be and it could be optimized and automatized. How we can optimize all this solution? We can use both KSP to generate common code or compiler plugins to modify existing files and add all boilerplate in moment of compilations. So let's begin from Kotlin simple processing. This solution as the next version of annotation processing next to CAPT was announced by Google in February 2021 and is compatible from version 1.4.30, and it is a stable solution from version 1.5.31. The main purpose of this solution is to create annotation processors. It also could be used to lightweight Kotlin compiler, but the main purpose is annotation processing. Here is some sample annotations I use in my application, in my solution. And I need Kotlin simple processing to analyze my code, to generate common code for my purpose, and to simplify my abstractions. As you see, I use a lot of abstractions. So Kotlin simple processing is told to be better than CAPT. Why? CAPT uses special kind of annotation processing that create at first Java steps from Kotlin sources, and then this compiled to Java classes steps will be compiled one more time with Kotlin sources. So CAPT takes a lot of time and it's more generated code, so it's not perfect solution. KSP read Kotlin syntax tree, abstract syntax tree directly, and then it uses Kotlin sources without any steps, and also it supports Java code. That's why it's pure and faster than CAPT. To work with Kotlin symbol processing, we need to specify our own symbol processor and register it with symbol processor provider. A symbol processor uses the main methods process with the main resolver that will do all searching and analyze code for us. Also, there could be some special methods in symbol processing. This differs between different versions. At first, we need to create our own processor, our own provider for this processor, and then we need to declare it as a resource in our application. Here is a sample of some simple processor, some class that implements simple processor interface. The main method is process. It uses resolver to analyze all our files, to scan them, to find some kind of information, to get all this information, some bundle for us, and then we can use all this information for our visitors and generators. Also, we can use some kind of visitor in our simple processor. By default, it should implement KS visitor void, and there is some methods that could add and get information from reflection. And we can get information about types, components, dependencies, parameters of our classes and functions. So, how it works? Processors read and analyze source programs and resources. Processors generate code or other forms of output, and then generated code is compiled together with sources. Yes, we get generated code, and we could also see all this generated code. And then to store our generated files, we need to use Kotlin Java API, for example, Kotlin Point or Java Point. Of course, we will use Kotlin Point because we work with Kotlin. So this is pretty nice solution that really simple to use, and it allows you to create all the structure of your classes with the specification of methods, types, parameters, and so on. So, Kotlin simple processing at first sight looks really simple, but there is some kind of limitations. So, our processors cannot modify existing code. We have to generate new files. That means you cannot invoke the methods and the properties of your original files, and of course you can invoke properties and methods, but they will produce to you a default original behavior. Now new code, no new properties. And there is a problem that there is not enough documentation for different cases. Of course, Kotlin symbol processing is stable at the moment, but also there is not too much samples. You can search in GitHub different samples, different templates. I also use Coin Playground template, and you can also use my own template. It will be provided in source section of my talk in the last slide, so you can use it to deal with your code. So let's begin from creating our own indentation. At first, we need to add dependencies in Kotlin symbol processing in our Gradle file. So there should be a Kotlin symbol processing API. We can put it here, and also we can use Kotlin symbol processing in multi-platform application. That's really nice. If you turn your compiler from GVM library to multi-platform library, you change Kotlin GVM to Kotlin Multiplatform and ID Java library. It's simple. Then you specify it, the dependency, and also you need to provide plugin installation Kongregl DevTools KSP, and also in dependency section you need to specify a special KSP command to your project with all code that should be processed in special Kotlin symbol processing. And also you need to specify the path to your generated files in common main part of your common model. Because by default, all these classes are not visible for IDE. All these files are not visible. And also don't forget to install Kotlin Void. There is a structure of MySymbolProcessor. MySymbolProcessor uses special custom scanner and custom generator. At first, scanner search for all requests that implements my annotation, that uses my annotation. And then it will provide me all found data, and this found data will be processed and generated some kind of new classes, new methods in new files. So here is a code of build processor. There is common custom code generator and custom scanner. And in main resolve method, there is a call of all this method. And also in my scanner, I use get symbol representation. It is the main method that will return to me all the information about annotated classes and their parameters. Yes, it uses all the reflection. And then, when everything was done, all classes, methods, and types were found, all annotations were processed, and we have all the information, we need to generate our file. For example, we can use some kind of template in some looks. We can put our found classes, class names, method names, some parameters. For example, here is a sample where I put the dependency parameters for every dependency I have found. So put all this stuff in your template, simplify your code, and it will be work. Also, you can hard code or some methods, some path, or you can specify the path to your packages by your own. It's your solution. After the compilation, we will get really good generated class with all data as I wanted. So it's similar to my original file, similar data. And then we can check all this solution and to add the call of new class and its method in our common code. For example, just like this. And then we will get really working application. So you can check it also. There is a link to my GitHub. So there is a lot of challenges, though Kotlin symbol processing seems to be not too hard. But in some kind of scanning and processing, it could be really hard. And there is not too much documentation for purposes. The problem of generated files and the path to these files was changed several times in different versions. So there is the problem of compatibility between different versions of Kotlin symbol processing. Well, but we have a really nice solution, and also we can check really easy what we have produced in our generated files. Now let's take a look at Kotlin Compiler plugin. So the main difference there is that Kotlin Compiler plugin generate new code. Of course, you can specify some kind of generator and use also a capped or Kotlin symbol processing to generate all this new data, or just simply write something. But by the default, it could modify existing code. It analyzes abstract syntax tree directly, and it also could be used in Kotlin Native and in Kotlin Multiplatform application. How it works? At first, we need to create our own plugin that could specify some sub-plugins for different targets we use in our application. Then we could provide some kind of line processor if we need to specify some parameters in launch of our plugin from terminal or command line. And then our command line processor or our plugin will call component register with several extensions, and in these extensions will be called several code that need to analyze and process our data. So this compiler uses IR as a backend, and you can find information how to create and declare your own plugin in GitHub. I use debug log template. God bless you, Brian. And here is a sample of registrations of my component register. And here in main register project components, I register my extension in special IR generation extension. IR shows us as a mark that we use IR under the hood of our compiler, in common part of our Kotlin compiler. So, and here is an extension. We could also specify some kind of transformation or some other analytics moments that we need to apply to our model fragment. So here I will search for annotation with specific provide name, and then I will do something with my code. So here is provide transformer. It's a special class that implement IR element transformer void with context. I need this to transform my methods. The main idea is I have a special kind of code, and I would like to provide only one annotation without other direct calling of something in my original method. And I want to create no generated code, so I would like my compiler to add all implementations directly in original file. So here is my profile transformer file, and in visit function u I will process all the data I need to analyze, and then I need to create a body. Why I need to create a body of my function, I will show you in the next slides. And also you can see that here I use a lazy function. So I would like to use lazy functions in the body of my new function body. So there is my annotation provide. I would like to use it just like this. So there is my function. By default, it's null as in this body. So I would like to create some kind of code. At first sight, I would like to call here my appconfig.di and then call resolve method. So I would like to call service locator in my config. So for this I need to specify the name of the method and the link and reference to my function, and then in create body I would like to call it just like this. So I create a call for my methods with this instruction, then I put an argument, it will be the name of my class, so I use it directly, and then I will call irreturn to return the result of my body. And we use this call in declaration irbuilder, and then we specify that we build and create new body of our function. But here is a problem that we need to use Java script, and this there is a problem with using authorization API. It's not supported yet. There is a lot of dependence. There is a lot of reflection in my code, and I need to use it differently. For example, let's do something another. Let's specify the declaration of our body as lazy function. Yes, it will be the lazy function. Here I will call only a constructor, so there is a really simple sample how to use it. So let's add new body. How it could be done? First let's specify a lazy field, and then for this field we need to specify some kind of calling to and to add some kind of new field implementations. So there is the beginning of my body, so I need to call some special function to create lazy field and then add it to my body. I will use it just like this. At first I need to work with return type, and then in model is my function. I create my field with some identifier, with some visibility descriptors, with the default end and start of set of my functions to define which part I would like to use. I would like to use to change and to process. And then after the creation of the field, we need to specify the initializer. We specify here a lot of different stuff. For example, we need to use lambda, we need to use a constructor in the body of our lambda. So yes, it will be standard lambda for our lazy field, and then our lazy field will be added as expression, and this expression will be returned in our field as expression, and then it will be used in as new body of our function. So now let's test it, and there is a sample test, and this test shows that my annotation works. If you remember, I haven't specified anything, it was just null, but after the compiling and then calling the function in my default file, it has added some kind of implementation of my lazy property to this specified field. Whew. We have done this. So what is this problem? It seems there is less code that in Kotlin simple processing, but there is a big problem with reflection. There is not enough documentation. You cannot find anything except of some posts or some GitHub samples, and some of the samples are not stable because of version and conflict with Kotlin version, and this API still be experimental, but it allows you to modify existing files, so it's good. And there is no boilerplate generation in your Kotlin generated files. Well, let's summarize up. Kotlin simple processing is faster than CAPT and better performance. It's stable but still be developed. and it supports Kotlin native and multiple rounds, not in future but today. Plugins could be lightweight and more flexible with multi-platform, but plugins lead to struggle with Kotlin version. I struggled a lot, struggled with like Russians, and all the problems with generics is not good solution with if you would like to use generics, or you should read documentation in other way and find something how to solve it in another way. So here is the sources. I provide here the sources to my KSPDI playground, some templates, for example, for KSP I specified my own template, and there is a my plugin, and also provides a sources a links to different sources, for example, the posts about how to build your own compiler. It's a really nice tutorial, and also I specify the link to Sergey Shustov Dict library. It's really good for dependency injection in Kotlin multiplatform. It can help you a lot. So thanks you for listening. I'm ready for your question.